Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And if you are new to my podcast, I welcome you here. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about grief. And I'm currently working on my new book, 52 Weeks to Change Anything. Although it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be weeks, it could be 52 ways to change anything. And so one of the chapters I have discovered is going to be around grief. And so I think we have a misconception around what grief is. And I learned this, well, over a decade ago when my husband and I made the decision to move. And so shortly after we were married, we got transferred my husband got transferred, and it was supposed to be temporary. And it was one of the last places we wanted to be transferred to because it was the furthest away. And, you know, when we first went there, I kind of looked at my husband like, "You're moving me here," kind of thing. And he said, "Well, you know, it will be temporary. It doesn't have to be long because head office is, you know, back in Saskatchewan." So we went along with that. And 17 years later was when we finally, got the call to move. And by then I was not ready to move. I had put roots down. It was home to me. And one of my rules was that once our oldest started high school, that it wasn't fair to move the kids. Well, the universe had other plans, and it was literally the summer before her starting high school. So nothing like leaving it to the last minute. But what I didn't realize was every time we said the words Saskatchewan or anything about moving, tears would start falling out of my eyes. And my husband one day put his hand on my arm and he asked me if I was going to be okay. And him asking me that question, and you see, I say all the time, asking questions are powerful and it brings awareness. And so by him asking me that, I went inward and I thought, yeah, like, what is this? Am I going to be okay? And what I realized was that I was grieving. Because when we left 17 years prior, it was actually 20 years because we were in another city before that for a few years. It was really, I realized that we lost all the connections that we had because you're no longer the same people. As energetic beings, we are always changing. So the people we left might not have changed, but I had changed. And so I knew all of the connections that we had with our friends who were more like family than some of my own family, those connections were going to be lost. And there's nothing you can do about it because, you know, as much as you try to stay in touch through social media, you know, texting, phone calls, whatever, it just isn't the same as living in the same community. And so that started the process. And what I didn't realize was there were times when I would go back because my work was there. My clients were there. I taught a lot of classes. My following was there. And so for the first several years, I would go back and I would do events and I would do classes and whatnot. And every time something happened, I was taken aback. You just never know when grief's going to hit you. And so I might be speaking to some of you who are listening who are grieving a loved one, but this episode isn't all about that. And I will touch on that later in the episode, but grief can come in many forms. Grief can come from losing a company or losing a job. And in my instance, from moving and leaving a community and leaving a location that was near and dear to my heart, that I was very happy and thriving in. And so, but my husband wasn't. And so I knew that I could do my work anywhere and that no matter what, I was going to be okay. And there's a saying out there, bloom where you are planted. And, you know, it hasn't been an easy journey. It really hasn't. And I still to this day do miss living there. But do we sometimes fantasize that the grass is greener because, you know, I'd still be learning and going through all of the same or similar life lessons if I was there versus where I am now. What I did find easier about being there was being away from the people who judge me the most, and that would be family. And now I'm in constantly around it, but that's okay. That's part of my growth and my learning as well. And so it would take me by surprise when the grief would show up. And so this one particular day, I was going to meet a friend and we were, you know, going to have dinner together. And as soon as I turned onto that highway into our town that we lived in, I started to cry because it made me realize how much I missed it and that I didn't get to drive that drive anymore, that it was no longer part of my reality. And so I didn't allow myself to cry because, and this is what we do in grief, right? It's like, now's not a good time. So we try to stuff it. And so I tried to stuff it because it wasn't convenient. I didn't want to be all puffy eyed and snotty nosed as I showed up for dinner at that restaurant with my girlfriend. And so we're sitting outside on the patio. And what's interesting is I had straightened my hair that day, which I don't do a lot. I have naturally curly hair. And I had sunglasses on and everything. But we were sitting there and all of a sudden I heard, oh my gosh, is that Hannah's mom? And I look over and here it's my oldest daughter's. It's all her friends. And that was another thing that I was grieving, was all of the good friends that she had, and her best friend, who I knew, her heart was broken when we left. You know, it's easy to move away because you get to meet new people and you get to step into a new life. But those left behind sometimes, it's really hard for. And that's the same in grief. Our loved ones, they move on. They leave the physical body and they get to be go back to our infinite selves. But those left behind have to continue life living without that person. And so, you know, her friend was experiencing a form of grief as well as she left. And I could feel that. Well, anyway, now this really cracked me open. That was it. Like I had barely held myself together and now was seeing these girls. That was it. And so I managed to kind of hold myself together. I was very grateful that I had sunglasses on so they couldn't see that I was crying, and the tears were literally building at the bottom of my sunglasses, like pooling at the bottom of my sunglasses on my cheeks. But the sunglasses held those tears in for me. And so then, you know, thankfully we were done. And so I looked at my girlfriend and so this best friend of my daughter said, you know, my mom and dad are home tonight. You should go say hello. And so my girlfriend said to me, are you going to, you know, stop by and say hello? And my girlfriend actually had, a school event with her kids that night. So I had nothing else but waiting. And she said, why don't you go visit, you know, while we're at the concert? And I just said to her, I can't, like, I'm too much of a mess. And I said, there's no way. And she said, really, how would you feel if they were down the street from you and they didn't come in to say hello? And so that's what I did. But I was a complete mess. I needed to break open and release that emotion. I needed to let it out. I needed to let it go. And so I showed up on their doorstep, and of course I was a mess, and you know, I had a rental car and I didn't have any, you know, napkins in the glove box, nothing. I didn't have any tissues on me. Like, I think I used a hand wipe or something. It was, yeah, something to blow my nose, 'cause it was that bad. Like, I was just, it was uncontrollable sobbing. And when I showed up on their doorstep, of course the husband answered, and I'm like, hi. I said, I'm okay. Like, I'm sorry, I'm crying. I said, I just really miss everyone so much, and I'm kind of emotional. And he's like, well, come in. And of course he's uncomfortable. And I did finally kind of, you know, stop crying and have a good visit with them. But you just never know how it's going to show up or when. And so that is grief, and we have to move through it. And so, you know, some of the tools that I share, and I'm going to share with you guys today because this is the chapter. You know, when you're feeling those emotions, let's say you're getting gas at the gas station or you're in the grocery store and, you know, something triggers it. Just say, I'm feeling really sad today and that's okay. Or I'm feeling really sad right now and that's okay. Because what that does is it allows you to acknowledge it so you can release it rather than trying to suck it back in and stuff it down. Because it's not healthy. That emotion is energy in motion. And when we suck it back in to our body, it does create blockages, energetic blockages. And so we do have energy systems in our bodies. We have the meridian system, which is what, you know, when you go for acupuncture, that's the system that they are using. And we also have the chakra system, which is, you know, energetic wheels of energy at 7 different points in our body. And those wheels go out into all of our organs, as do the meridians. So, you know, it isn't healthy to hold these things in. So it is important to do either emotional freedom technique, which is a technique that I do, which is tapping on release points using the meridians, similar to acupuncture, but we don't use needles. Or go and have an acupuncture session so that you can balance those meridians. Or maybe you can have a chakra balancing session, which my dear friend is actually doing readings right now. I'm not sure exactly how she does it, but it's her own process and it's amazing. It's amazing what she can get to and uncover in a session. And she uses crystals and she can kind of tell. I think it's called an energetic alignment, and she can tell kind of where the blocks and stuff are in your body. And then she can give you, I guess, remedies and stuff to help unblock. So, and if that's something that interests you, please reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram, and I can send you her link as well. But, you know, it's just grief, like I say, comes in many different forms. In fact, she was talking about a client who she was doing one of these energetic alignment sessions, and he was kind of like thinking she was full of baloney. And it kind of kept coming up around the heart chakra. And she's like, you know, are you grieving something? And he's like, no, or someone. And he's like, no. And she said, well, all of the crystals that are coming up have to do with the heart chakra, and I don't control it. So there's got to be a reason why this is coming up this way for you. And, you know, he kind of denied it and wasn't connecting the dots, so to speak. And so in the end, as, you know, as he was leaving, they kind of were talking about or having a conversation about his work and how he had just recently retired and now he was doing this other side thing just to fill in time in retirement. She realized that that's what it was. It was, you know, he was grieving the fact that he was no longer in charge, you know, from what he did before. And now he was working for someone else and he really had no say. And so it totally made sense, but he wasn't connecting the dots. And so sometimes we aren't. Sometimes we aren't connecting the dots. And you have to be willing to open your eyes and be willing to see the truth. And when you are, it's not anything to fear, but it really helps you have more ease and joy as you're moving through sometimes these dark times or difficult times in our lives where we're feeling stuck or we're feeling like we're lacking clarity. So yes, grief comes in many, many different forms. I also know a client of mine who, she was in the home party business for years and years and years. She was really, really good at what she did. She had a huge team and was very successful. And then the company went under, like, and she had no idea. And she just felt so betrayed. And, but also she had so much grief. And, you know, it took her a few years to come out of that. Like, she had to grieve losing her identity, in that was her career. And now it's ended and been taken away. And there's nothing she can do about it. Right? That's grief. It's like when life changes and we have no say. And it's the same when a loved one passes, right? It was their time and we have no say. And so I just want to step into that and just touch on that a little bit, in that, you know, we are all infinite beings that have an expiry date and we just don't know when it is. And it doesn't matter what the means is or the mode of transportation out of the body, whether it's cancer, whether it's heart disease, whether it's a stroke, whether it's an accident, it doesn't matter. It could be murder. It still doesn't matter. It was that soul's time. No matter what the methodology was behind their passing, it was their time. And a lot of us have a hard time believing that, especially if it's an accident or, you know, at the hands of someone else who was maybe being, in our words or our judgment, careless. But we all have choice, and every single choice that we make creates something in our lives. And sometimes those people and the choices that they made led to their passing because that was their time. They might not have been making conscious choices, but they still made the choices that led them to that point in time and that experience. And so, you know, what I want to say is grief has many different forms, and no two people grieve alike, and to be gentle with yourself, and it's okay to be sad. And, you know, I actually have a friend who, you know, had to put her cat down a few days ago. And so she was grieving, and the cat came through with so many amazing messages for her. We live on after we leave the physical body, and it's amazing on the other side. This is the hard place, being on earth, living in a human body, or even living as an animal. Any existence on earth is not always easy. Now, some people maybe seem to have an easier journey than others, but we come here to learn and grow as souls. That's why we're here. And so I want you to start thinking about death in a different way, and when a loved one passes, because it's about their journey. And I've had to look at this. So this is where my wisdom comes from, is I've helped many people who've lost children. And, you know, sometimes the words that come out of my mouth, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to say this to them. But I've had to really look at it. I have three daughters myself. How would I react if one of them passed away tomorrow? I would react the same way any of you would. But I know that I would very quickly remember, because I get to see a different perspective and I get to be in that dimension a lot of the time when I'm doing my work. And it is so beautiful and amazing. And it's not about us. It's about their journey. And so if one of my daughters came to me and said, Mom, I'm about to embark on a trip and I'm so excited. This is like a trip of a lifetime, and it's going to be doing all of the things I love, and it's everything I ever dreamed of doing, and all of the experiences, and I'm just so excited to go. Would you say, no, don't go? But if you knew that it meant that they were going to pass away and go to the other side, we sure would, because selfishly we want them here for ourselves. They want us to be happy for them on their journey, that their work here on earth was complete, that they came here to have the experiences and lessons and all of it in that time that they were here. And now they're back to the infinite being. We have multiple lifetimes, you guys. And if you don't believe that, because I had a hard time believing that in the beginning, that past lives were real. They are. And there's a couple of really good books. One of my favorites is Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, Dr. Brian Weiss. And he was a hypnotherapist, didn't believe in past lives either. And then his clients or patients started regressing into past lives. And he was like, what is this? And they actually went and did up some research in some of these past lives, and they actually found gravestones of the exact person. They had exact names, like details, location of where, you know, where that past life was, all of it, like all verified and validated. So you can't make this stuff up. And, you know, even for me, like I did a session with someone this past week, and a past life came through for her. Actually, I've had a few coming through lately. And it's just like, wow, like it just kind of blows my mind. And so, maybe I should do a past life class through Zoom. And maybe that is something that we will do, where I can do a past life regression and you get to experience that past life. Because it is a piece of the puzzle when we understand where we came from on a soul's journey, because the soul doesn't forget. And sometimes in our bodies, we have soul cellular memory from the soul being in the body. And so sometimes we'll have maybe physical ailments that we don't understand that could be connected to a past life. So that might be part of, you know, what comes up in that past life. And that'll maybe be part of the process that I include in there is physical ailments that show up. So sometimes people have things at a certain age, all of a sudden they'll have an issue. And that might be where someone died in a past life. And so it was maybe some trauma that needs to be repaired and released, that you no longer need to carry with you because it was part of that past life and the soul just needs to release it. So it's, you know, again, grief is just, grief can be a gift. It can be a gift to make you appreciate what you do have and for you not to focus on what you've lost. Because when our loved ones cross over, we have not lost them. They've just changed form. And they want us to be happy for them. Because we would never be disappointed if they said they were going on a trip of a lifetime and they chose to go. We wouldn't say, you know, I'm so mad at you for doing this. Unless you're a totally selfish person, you can't be happy for someone doing their thing and being happy for, you know, doing something for themselves. Then maybe you have to look at that too. So that is all that I wanted to speak to today on grief, and that it has many forms. And is there grief inside of you that maybe is just waiting to release? And are you willing to just maybe place your hand on your heart and say, you know what? I didn't realize that I was grieving this thing. Maybe the end of a cycle and a beginning of a new, and that's okay. And allow yourself to be sad about it and release it. It's not to hold on to it or dwell on it, but it's to allow yourself to just have that process of letting go. And so how do we let go? You say, you know what? That was a part of me and a part of my life that I really, really loved, and that's okay. And you just keep acknowledging all of the good things and all of the things that you're sad about, and it will eventually release and let go. So thank you for listening today. I hope that this brought you some relief. From grief to relief is another thing that I was looking at doing. I was actually looking at maybe doing a telesummit on it, but you know, there are many, many tools that can provide us relief from these emotions that get trapped inside of us that we don't know how to release and let go of. And there's like many, many, many different means and methods to release and let go. So remember, you are the creator of your life. If something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.